To address a severe pork shortage, the Philippines recently cut pork import tariff rates and announced plans for a larger import quota. These plans have now been revised due to pushback from legislators and domestic pork producers. Dave Renteria, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative in the Philippines, has more details in this USMEF report.
So based on the current estimates, the deficit for pork for 2021 would be around 400,000 metric tons. That's why initially they were recommending to the president the in-quota allocation of 404,210 metric ton. But because of active participation of the Senate, so many Senate hearings, that actually led to a compromise, which is to increase the quota for pork imports from 54,000 to 254,000 metric ton. So it was an increase of around 200,000 metric tons. And April 7, the president lowered the in-quota tariff to 5% for the first 3 months, coming from 30%, and then the out-quota lowered to 15%, coming from 40%. In the succeeding 9 months, the in-quota will be 10%, and then the out-quota will be 20%. But considering the many hearings that happened in the past few weeks in the Senate, they had a compromise, making the in-quota 10% and increasing the out-quota to 20% for the first 3 months. In the succeeding 9 months, the in-quota will be 15% and the out-quota will be 25%. So it's actually a 5 percentage point increase from the original executive order released by the president.
Despite the partial rollback, the revised plan still creates opportunities for U.S. export growth.
It will still achieve growth because this is only 5 percentage points that was increased. And the first quarter of the year, pork imports actually increased. And this is considering the existing tariff rates still being implemented. So considering the pork shortages, considering the high prices, I think the new tariff will still result in growth.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Shealy.